It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please start us off with prayer, please?
Father God, we just give you praise, glory, and honor, thanking you that, God, we have another opportunity to come together to hear the word of the Lord, the living word of the Lord, so that, Lord, you said that if we obey your teachings and we follow your teachings, God, that we would be blessed, God, and that you would set us free by hearing the truth. We are set free. I thank you, God, that we don't have to be no longer entangled with the yoke of this world, God, but to be set free and to walk in the liberty of Christ Jesus. I pray today that the hearers, God, not only hear, but also do the word today, and that, God, you'll send a life-changing word, God, that you'll anoint and destroy every yoke that the enemy has tried to hold captive to your people. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you that you'll continually give them, God, a revived spirit when they hear the anointed word of God. Bless Pastor Smith as she begins to give the word that's given from heaven above, and may, God, you be blessed. We bind and rebuke the devourer, that enemy, that serpent. We tell him to loose his hold and his tactics and his schemes right now, because the blood has already paid for this fellowship that we have this evening. And we thank you for a right now and on-time word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Remember that there are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue. That's in North Highlands, California. That's in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen to the word going forth live every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. And the number once again is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer. And the P.O. box is 1366 North Highlands, California, 95660. Remember, no return address is required, because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written prayer request, and that's to our email address, and that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his works. And remember, mute your phones, please, when you're not speaking.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, yes.
Okay, I do have a testimony. Yesterday, my daughter was at school, and after school, she was picked up by a friend, but she walked across the street, and a car almost hit her. Actually, it did hit her, because it scraped her hand with the car. So I am grateful and thankful that God had my daughter covered. She did not feel any pain, and it did scare her, but she knew that God had. And he kept her, so I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is
Sister
Pastor Tamara.
I just want to thank God just for, you know, keeping me today on my way to my first day of this new assignment, opportunity on the job. I thank him for just getting me there on time and making sure Samuel was okay earlier this morning and got there on time. I just thank him just for keeping his car for me, and I'm just grateful for a lot of things. I'm just expecting him to do
everything he said he was going to do, and he's doing it. And so I just thank God. And I just thank God for the word on Sunday about being obedient, because we're seeing the fruits of our labor and in our obedience. And thank you, Pastor, for your prayers again. Thank you. Bye.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just wanted to give a testimony and also an update on my friend from high school's mother. She did end up transitioning on to heaven. But I just want to thank God for the peace that is surrounding my friend and her brother during this time. You know, she was thankful that her mother knew the Lord. Her mother actually was in a gospel group, the Triumph Singers, a long time ago. And so I just thank the Lord for her mom being girded up in the word and making the transition onto heaven. So I thank the Lord for your prayers for their peace in their hearts.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. I thank God again for the prayer line, and I thank God for the testimonies that I'm hearing. It's such a blessing, because this is the way we overcome the enemy. I thank God tonight for his divine protection, and I thank God for the promises that he's made to us as being his children. All we have to do is believe the word. Believe it, and we will receive God's blessing. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, I just got to say this one more thing about this job that God blessed me with. Now, mind you, that this is a job that he gave me 2 weeks before rent is due, okay? Praise God. I'm telling you.
Praise the Lord.
But God brought it through 2 weeks, Pastor, before 2 weeks. So this week I'll work, and the next week they'll pay me, and I'll have money to pay my rent. So if you out there and you worried, let me tell you something. God is able. And I just thank God again for my pastor, because he prays and God hears, and he just let it happen. So, Pastor, yes, 2 weeks before rent time. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Thank you, Jesus!
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that we need your breath to breathe on this word tonight so this word can come alive. Father, we thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus. And we repent of anything that will hinder this word, oh Father, for coming alive within us. And we come by faith thanking you tonight for the anointing of the Lord to breathe on this word, that we may receive what we have need of tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Psalms 147 and 3 and Jeremiah 30, verse 17. And our last book is 1 Peter 5 and 7. Again, Psalms 147 and 3, Jeremiah 30, verse 17, 1 Peter 5 and 7. We're going to wait for everyone to get those three books, and when you get those books, could you please say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This word tonight is a word of help from the Lord and deliverance. And it's a word for those that's wounded tonight. And we know we all experience some kind of wounds in our lifetime. And this word is about wounds, the wounds that have not been healed, those wounds that still open, and those wounds that need to be healed tonight. We know healing is a process many times. Sometimes there are those that receive it instantly, and there's those that have to go through a process. But the beginning of healing is through repentancy and prayer. And tonight, we're going to really intercede for the people that's wounded out there. Because we know wounds affect our lives. And wounds could cause negative effects in our lives. And these effects they affect us in our personal life, in our spiritual life, and socially, and financially, and physically. We're going to come against those wounds that's there, those raw wounds that's still open sore down inside of us, those untreated places in our lives which are wounded, which is causing our lives to be in a negative effect. Talking about personally and spiritually and socially and financially and physically. And we know that the enemy comes to occupy our minds and to preoccupy our minds with the past. And those inner wounds, they're raw. They constantly be stirred by the devil. And the enemy comes in to bring a recall in our mind of those things that has hurt us, those things that we're not healed from. And tonight we're going to come against recall, how the enemy come, that imagination, that bring that thing fresh into our minds and affect us emotionally and mentally and cause us to be physically unhealthy and cause relationships to fall apart and cause us financially not able to go forth and cause us not to socially be in that place where we need, when we gather, we feel out of place sometime and misfit and many times we just don't fit in. And so that enemy come to bring that raw spirit. He comes and bring a recall. And tonight we're going to revoke that demon. We're going to annihilate him with the word of God. We're going to remove him by the word of God so that thing won't return back to our minds. And that comes through prayer and believing God's word. So this is a night of healing for anyone out there that's have wounds, that's been injured spiritually, financially, in their bodies, in their mind, in their emotion, their mental abilities. You feel defeated and you're under distress tonight because of wounds, because of the things that have traumatized your life and has caused you grief and insult and anguish. These are tormenting spirits that come to oppress, to plague and to vex us. And that's why so many people in this hour, I'm talking about the church, we have been grafted in as Israel. We have been grafted. This is for the church tonight. We are Israelites because of what Jesus did. We have been grafted in. So this word is for the church, for those that are in fellowship, that this spirit that caused so much damage in our lives, and that spirit is so hidden, and then the enemy comes and bring that recall. And we feel that rawness. We feel that we are unhealthy. We feel that place that's untreated. But tonight, treatment comes from the blood of Jesus. Treatment comes from the word of God. Treatment comes because God wants you to know tonight that he cares for you and I. And that's how we get treatment of those wounds that have not been treated. And tonight, that we going to stand in agreement that we can't uproot anything, but the Holy Spirit can uproot and go underground where those problems are. We cannot do that, but the Spirit of God can. He can go to the source. He can go where he's causing these things to continue to flare up. I'm talking about the root of the matter. The Holy Spirit and the blood can go to the foundation of that place that's holding our lives and causing us to be in that thick situation. And he can cause us to get in the place But we are healed in our body, mind, spirit, emotion, in our finance. We'll be able to handle finance. And that's why there are so many homeless people, because of whatever they've gone through, whatever they're going through, they're mentally damaged in their mind. And that root tonight can be entirely removed through the blood of Jesus, through the power of the word. The Spirit of God desires to do something great for us tonight, saints of God, because what it is doing is hindering our spiritual walk, is hindering our personal lives, is hindering us financially, is hindering us in our health. And we need to get beyond that, because some people for decades, for years, that thing is so rooted, and they take it as normal. But we're coming against that spirit together tonight by faith. That spirit, that enemy comes and preoccupies us with the past, of those inner hurts and those things that only God can heal us from, because we all go through hurts and pains and wounds. And there are some people that bounce back. Why? Because they immediately forgive and they cast it on Jesus. They immediately forgive and they let go and they see the hands of God move, and that thing can no longer torment them anymore. But there are some people, it's going through a process. It's very slow, and it's from childhood. It's from abuse. It's from molestation. It's from all kinds of crimes that has been committed against them. And so it's broken people that's oppressed and plagued by the devil. But we are the body of Christ, and we are in fellowship tonight, and we have been grafted in. And this is what Jeremiah said to Israel. Where they was oppressed, where they were hopeless, where no one thought that they were going to ever come out, that they were outcast. But this is a word of hope tonight for you and I in this hour, saints of God, that the only one can uproot, the only one can go to the depths of the problem. Because so many times you've been wounded so long, you get lost. You get confused on how that thing started out. You begin to put this and that to all mixed up, and it's no longer the real problem. But we know a man named Jesus who knows the real problem, the underground problem I'm talking about tonight, the cause and the source of that thing, the matters that have our lives turmoil and tormented. And this is the time when we must pray for our sisters and our brother that's going through. They are unhappy. They're angry all the time. They don't see anything good, because there's a problem. They're wounded, saints of God. They socially, they can't interact as they should. They deprive financially because they don't know how, because they're so bound up because of the pain in the situation that they have not given to God. And so they carry those wounds for decades, for many years, and their lives are tore up to the floor up. And we see this all the time. Unhappy people is something you can mask for a moment, saints of God. But God exposes it because he wants us to be healed tonight. Those places that has wounded us, it caused families to not function properly. Why? Because we made bad decisions. We have let the wrong things come into our lives. We have allowed it. We have done things that was out of the will of God. And what those things do come to wound us. Sometimes we are so innocent. Children innocent have not done one thing. Not done one thing, but a demonic power, a spirit from darkness, came against that innocent child and wounded that child. And that child comes up as a wounded baby, a wounded toddler. toddler, a wounded adolescent, a wounded young adult, then a wounded adult. That wounded person many times connects with a healthy person, and it causes their lives to be in turmoil. So this is a night that we're going to stand in agreement. You may know someone. You may have family members. You may have friends. You may be going through something yourself that's caused injury in your life, that's broken you and damaged you, and that has caused you to be in a place where you feel pulled down and cut down. And you are oppressed tonight under anguish, but tonight is your night of deliverance. The first step is forgiving, praying, and turning it over to the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17, please.
Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after.
This is Jeremiah talking to Israel. We are the church. He said, I'll make you well again. That's me, restoration. It's a promise of help from God. This is God speaking through this man, saying, I'm going to restore you. I'm going to make you healthy again. And I will heal your wound. Though your enemies say to Zion, the church, you're an outcast. You're hopeless. No one cares about her. But this is what the Lord said. He said, I, the Lord, have spoken. He's saying, I will heal you of your wounds tonight. And this is the beginning of healing. As you're reading this word of God, you got to receive it by faith. You must accept it by faith. You must grab onto it by faith and not let anything get between you and God in this word tonight. Why? Because God wants to heal us of our injuries, the thing that's broken and damaged us, the thing that's caused harm in our life and traumatized us. Those things that trouble us, a wound. Psalm 147:3, please.
Psalm 147:3 reads, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds.
This is God speaking. And God heals the brokenhearted. And God binds up their wounds. This is what God wants you and I to know tonight, that he healed the broken and hearted. Whatever is breaking your heart right now, whatever is disturbing you right now, whatever you know that is causing a defect, is causing you to be in turmoil, is causing you to be vexed and worried and upset, God is saying tonight, I'm God. And I heal the broken in heart, and I bandage up their wounds. Wounds tonight will be healed by God if you can receive it by faith, if you can believe it by faith. Many things have happened to people that they were not responsible for, or something they caused. But because God loves us so much, when we surrender to him and let it go, and say, I give it to you, he comes in and does what? He heals. The word of God says so. 1 Peter 5:7, please.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
He said, leave all, that's everything tonight, saints of God. Leave all your cares, your worries, your troubles with him. Because what? He cares for you. He cares for us tonight. And there's so much going on, thanks to God. And we're going to pray tonight as never before for those that's mentally disturbed, for the one that has been hurt for decades and years, who has been wounded, and there's a raw spirit down inside that need to be treated by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And they're sick in their bodies. They're mentally disturbed. And everything in their lives is falling apart. They have problems holding friendship, and their personal lives are damaged because of this untreated problem, saints of God. Wounds that's untreated, and the enemy comes and plague and preoccupy them with the past of the inner hurts. This is a night to let go and let God. This is a time to let go of the past. The past is just what it is, the past. You cannot step into the present until you let go of the past. I don't care who wounded you spiritually. I don't care who's wounded you personally. I don't care who has wounded you financially. I don't care what kind of wounds somebody have violated you. Some relationship was not bad and you was wounded. You see some things in personal lives that is causing you pain and hurt right now. You see some things that's hurting you, and you seem as though there's nothing you can do about it, but we know a man named Jesus who can fix it. A man named Jesus who said, "You cast your care upon me, for I care for you." A man named Jesus saying for us to leave it today, tonight at the altar. He's saying to let go of it, because I want your life to come into a place of restoration. I want you to be healed. It's something about healing. When God heals you, you let go, and what happens? That thing is resolved. Something comes in and do the impossibility to you. That hopeless place, God turns around. That situation that seems like it could never be repaired, and that thing that looks like it's going down fast, the Spirit of God comes in and he turns things around. He began to restore things that seem impossible of restoration. He began to repair things that seem out of whack, that all the pieces are fragments. They're all over the place and seem impossible that it could ever be put together again. But we know a God that's a God of repairment, a God that heals, a God that restores, a God that makes better, the God that rebuilds, the God that restructures. I'm telling you, he's that kind of a God tonight. And that's what he desired to do for his people. He said it by his word. Those hopeless places in our lives, those raw places, those wounds that's been untreated, tonight is a night of healing. Those inner parts that no one can see like God. Sometimes we get clouded and we don't understand. And this is a night for the Spirit of God to uproot, to go underground tonight, to go to the source of the matter, to go to the foundation that's holding that thing down. The Spirit of God want to pull up that old foundation and give you a new establishment. He wants to tear down that thing, that root. He want to move it entirely tonight. And the Lord wants you to believe tonight. He wants you to know, I care so much for you tonight. I'm sick and tired of you being sick and tired. That's what the word was on Sunday. You need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you run to God. You let him step in. In those decades, in those years that you felt like you've been betrayed and rejected, that your wounds is lingering, that there are deep wounds that's causing all the negative things in your life. This is a night of healing, thanks to God, from the past. This is a night for those inner wounds that's raw to be treated tonight. Those places that need to be cured tonight. Those places that seem hopeless tonight, there's hope in him and his word. And God wants you to know he has not forgotten you tonight. For the word of God says, the Spirit helps our infirmities. These are infirmities. That's Romans 8:26. He said, the Spirit helps our infirmities. He won't give new life tonight. It's 2 Corinthians 3:6. But the Spirit gives life. God want to do what we cannot do for ourselves. The word of God says in Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmity and bared our sickness. Everything that has wounded us and caused sickness in our life, he said he took our infirmity, he took it on the cross. He bared our sickness on the cross. And all we need to do is walk in it, receive it, and let go tonight. Let go of those places, saints of God. Let go of whatever happened in the past. Let go of those things that you can't do anything about. Let go. God wants you to discard tonight. He wants you to let it go tonight. Let go of those things that's out of your reach tonight. Let go of those places that God say, I'm the healer. I can step in and do what you can do, can't do. He wants you to get your hands out of it, your mind out of it. He wants us to have the mind of Christ. He wants us to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, to bring everything into the captivity, into the obedience of Christ Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do, is do a healing tonight so you can come out of those dry places, so you can come out of those withering places, so you can come out of those places that there's no life in it. He want to bring new life into your situation tonight. And we're going to pray by faith. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, can you see?
I hear you. I hear a lot of distraction, but I hear you, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not me. It's someone else's phone that is open line, and we can hear all the background. But I have two prayer requests. The first prayer request is I have a friend of a friend. She had a baby 2 weeks ago, and then her father had passed away just last week. And so when she took her baby to the first doctor's appointment, she came home and found her father who had passed away on the floor. And she wants I want to pray for her, but she also does not want to stay in the apartment where she lives because of the passing of her father. So I just want a prayer to go out that she is able to move quickly without any type of problems. And then the second prayer request is for my son, Jeremiah. I have been dealing with him in these video games. I've never really allowed video games in my home. But a couple years ago, I did, and he's a video game junkie. And I have been doing everything to get him off of this and asking God to purge my son because I allowed it in the house. And I'm in a total regret because this kid, he's 13, and he's a video junkie. And so I just want to pray for him that he be delivered and that I get the strength to and the tools that I need to use to be able to get to be able to not only just take it away, but keep it away. Because I've taken it away, I've disciplined him, and he goes to school, and then he doesn't focus because I've taken it away, and it becomes, Mom, give it to me. If you give it to me, I'll do well in school. So that's not the type of spirit I want him to have. I want this video game to go away. I've never had a problem with my other kids because I never allowed in my house. So just pray for that. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, this is Jeffrey James down here in Georgia. My daughter in Virginia, her water broke early, and the doctors actually delivered the baby this morning. It actually came three months early, and the baby only wore like 3 pounds. I want to pray for my daughter's health and the well-being of my new grandson. Thank God he's helped as we talk now, but I still want
Okay.
God to take care of him.
Okay, I would pray. Anyone else have a prayer request? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to stand on Hebrews 4:16. We go before the throne room and find mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. There's a time of need as never before, saints, and we're going to go to before the throne room. Father, we come before you. You said to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. We're coming tonight, Father, because you say we can come boldly. And we can obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. And there are so many needs, oh Father. And this word is for Zion, the church, those that are in fellowship with you, for Israel. And Father, we come in your name tonight, calling on the name of the Lord. You said we call on your name, we will be delivered. We will be saved. And we ask that thou will forgive us for anything that we won't let go of, Father. You know the root of every matter in our lives. And anything we're having a hard time releasing. Father, you say your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. And we come tonight casting this care on you. Every care tonight. We release it at the altar. And we are allowing you to take it from us, oh Father. And we giving it up tonight in Jesus' name. We forgive for anything that came against us to damage us. We ask that thou will forgive us for anything we've done to cause the damage. We thank you, oh Father. You said we confess our sins. You are just and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us tonight from all unrighteousness. And we have confessed. We're letting go of everything, Father. Those that have hurt us and those that we have hurt and those things that we have done to cause our own hurt, we releasing it tonight because it's time to get out of the past and go forward. You said to press forward to the high calling in Christ Jesus. It's time to press forward tonight in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you because we are pressing forward. We come together in agreement tonight that the spirit of healing for decades began tonight. That process began tonight in prayer. That those wounds, oh, Father, those places have affected our lives, our spiritual life, our personal life, our physical life, our mental abilities. Our finance, oh God, up and down. Those places cause us such bad effects. Father, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God knows the deep root, the entire thing. God, you know what's causing the problem much clearer than us. We ask that the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus, that the blood attach itself to the roots tonight. That underground problem that's causing the source of our lives to be upside down, the root of the matters, Father, that the Spirit of God will go now and cause that foundation that's holding fast to get up in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will move against that spirit that's causing us to be torn apart, that spirit that causes it to be a raw spirit, untreated, to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. That spirit is tearing our lives upside down and causing our personal life to be in shambles and causing us to see things in a maze and not clearly. The things, oh God, that's hindering our social lives, that we cannot come together and be in agreement. We cannot make friends. You said to make friends, you must first show yourself friendly. Oh, Father, it's just destroying our lives. It's causing our personal lives to be upheaval. It's causing a relationship never to be solid. It's causing us financially, oh God, to be bankrupt. It's causing us to be in health issues and health problems. Matters of the heart belong to the Lord. So these matters that's in our heart, mind, emotion, your word say it belongs to you. So Father, we give it to you tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God would tear up every root entirely tonight and remove it by the blood of Jesus, that the enemy cannot preoccupy our mind tonight. We come against that spirit of recall. We revoke it and annul it in Jesus' name. We dismantle it in the name of Jesus by the word of God. We return it back to the senders in Jesus' name. We send that spirit of recall to dry places tonight. Anytime there's a dry place, that fruit cannot grow any longer. It become dry and fruitless. We send the word of God to cause it to become fruitless tonight. Bear no fruit in Jesus' name. Father, you said let the wheat and the tare grow together and you do the separation. Father, you know what a wheat and what, you know what a tare, you know what's fruit, you know what's weeds, you know it all, Father. So, Father, uproot those things tonight in our lives that we can't see clearly. But you say let it grow together because I tear it up. I'll separate. Separate tonight, Father, everything that's hindering us in our lives, that's causing us, God, to walk around sickly in our emotion, our minds, our spirit. That hopeless spirit must go to the pits tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God repair every damaged place in the name of Jesus. We pull it down in Jesus' name. We cut it down in the name of Jesus. We send that damaged spirit back to the pits in Jesus' name. For I read your word, Father. For your word said, the Spirit of God give his life. You say, I help your infirmities because of my spirit. Your word says, he that joined to the Lord is one spirit. Your word say, I bear all your sickness. I took all your infirmities. Your word said it in Jesus' name. You say, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. Matthew 15:13. Uproot every plant that you didn't plant tonight in Jesus' name. Those plants that came from the evil one. Those seeds tonight. I thank you for uprooting tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the process of healing now to move over everyone on this airway. Everyone that need a healing in their finance, in their spiritual walk, in their family, in their personal life, in their mental ability, in the areas, oh God, hallelujah, that they cannot socialize, they can't hold friends, they can't keep friends. Oh, Father, they can't stay in relationship, every unhealthy relationship, things that fall apart, oh God, the spirit of the flesh. And once the flesh been satisfied, it wants to satisfy something else. Father, I thank you tonight for the healing virtues of Jesus. Go forth, Holy Ghost, and do what we cannot do for ourselves. Go underground tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the spirit of healing to attach yourself to those raw places, those untreatable places, those places that need to be cured tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God move against mental illnesses, Jesus, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Spirit of God will touch the minds that's disturbed tonight, in disarray tonight. I lose John 14:26 over the mind. Bring what they need into their remembrance, oh God, that the Spirit of God will move over the homeless, oh Father, that's mentally disturbed. And don't want housing. They're refusing housing because of their mental ability. Whatever hurt that man, woman, oh God, that's causing their lives to be in shambles, that's causing their children to be homeless because of their ability not to think right. Father, go in that place for that child's sake. Go in that place for that mother's sake that's concerned about her son or her daughter. Go in that place for that family's sake that's concerned about that loved one, that's spirit of mental illness, tonight bow to Jesus in Jesus' name. You didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. I thank you for reaching out for the homeless. I pray for those in the Silicon Valley, God, that spirit, oh God, that have them living in vans and RVs where they can't afford rent just for a one-bedroom apartment. They said the rent is over $3,000 a month. It's unheard of, but Spirit of God, come against that tech spirit that has the people in the Silicon Valley, in Mountain View, in San Francisco, all over that valley, oh God, that's just can't afford housing in Jesus' name. That's an oppressed spirit, Father. That's a spirit of pain, Jesus. That's a spirit of vexation, Jesus. That's a spirit of plaguing the people there. Oh, it's all over the Bay Area. It's all over the Silicon Valley. The tech system has driven out the people that can't afford home. People living in RVs. People living in all kinds of means. In Jesus, you got to do something for them, Father, because they can't help themselves. But you say, I'm a present help in time of trouble. I pray tonight, Father, that the spirit, God, that spirit I'm taking over, that spirit that caused people to be homeless, it's a spirit. They are the working poor. They have jobs, some of them making over $4,000 or $5,000 a month, but they say they refuse to pay $3,000 or $4,000 for somewhere to live. They refuse to do it. They'd rather get a 24-hour fitness and take a bath. They'd rather stay in a car. They'd rather rent an RV to do that. So, Father, you must move against that damaging spirit. That's a damaging spirit, God, that has children homeless, that have families homeless, they have the elderly homeless, because there are people that's retired and they have age where they can't get another job, and they're living in trucks.
It's because
it's the spirit that only the Lord can fix. And Father, I thank you tonight for pulling down that spirit, for cutting down that spirit tonight. That's causing injury to your people, oh God. To have them in a hopeless state. That the Spirit of God sent on help tonight. In Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will move, oh Father, over this person that's lost her father and comfort her tonight. And she desires a new location. That the Spirit of God will give her sure housing. That the Spirit of God will open up the door. We come against that spirit, oh God. That spirit that's causing discomfort in her. We ask that the healing virtues of Jesus begin to heal her tonight from her loss. We thank you, oh God, for the Spirit of God to help Penny, God. Let the Spirit of God balance her out so her children will be balanced. Let a spirit of balance come into that house, God, concerning this situation. Let a spirit of balance come in, Jesus. Let a spirit of balance come in, Jesus. And I thank you, I send the word of God that you balance this house in Jesus' name. That is unequal right now, but the Spirit of God have a scale, can balance this house in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the tools of help from the Holy Ghost to balance this house in Jesus' name. I pray for Brother James' daughter tonight that the Spirit of health move over his daughter and that baby would thrive. That baby would gain weight, and that the baby organs would be healthy. I send the word of God to bring health to this mother and this baby. I renounce anything of bad health over this baby and this mother. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for healing for this baby and this mother tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for the saints of God. That the Spirit of God move over the house of Zion, where there's fellowship, oh God, where there's fellowship in the word, where there's fellowship in prayer and worshiping to God, and allow Jesus to take over their life. The signs and wonders come now to those fellowships in Jesus' name. I send the word of Acts 2, 42 through 44. That's what the new church did. They fellowship. They came together with the same accord, and the Spirit of God moved over them like a mighty rushing wind. People was healed. People was delivered. The Spirit of God came in. He swept the room because they were in fellowship. I pray for help to fellowship tonight in the name of Jesus. I loose the word of God to strengthen them to be in fellowship tonight. In the spirit of dissension, I lose the blood of Jesus to move it in Jesus' name. The spirit of schism, I ask the blood of Jesus to move it in Jesus' name. Clean the house in Jesus' name. Clean the house in Jesus' name for fellowship in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Father, for those on low-income jobs, no job, that the Spirit of God supply their needs on fixed income. Those that are going through a warfare, we thank you for the Spirit of God to give peace now that that principality and that power of darkness have come subject to the word of God tonight. In the Spirit of God, come against that system that's working against your people tonight. And God, I thank you for the spirit of health and healing to begin to move in every area, God, that need to be touched by you. That the night we come by faith that the blood is going to the underground, to the root of the system. And God, we praise you for it. God, we thank you for it. I pray for that prayer session there in Mobile, Alabama, that God has provoked them for intercessory prayer, that the Spirit of God move over them, they stay in unity and stay in agreement, that the Spirit of God answer prayer tonight, that the Spirit of God begin to provoke people to pray as never before. And God, I thank you for healing. I thank you, O Father, that this night we receive it by faith. that every negative effect that came against us, spiritually, socially, financially, physically, mentally, personally, family, relationship, we're no longer preoccupied with those things that hurt us in the past. Those inner wounds tonight have been treated by the Holy Ghost. And we come into a place of healing by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God, and receive your healing.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.